Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, we'll be discussing PROS-PDE, a foundation model for solving and extrapolating partial differential equations, as well as a tiny chip that can safeguard user data while enabling efficient computing on a smartphone. Plus, we'll dive into SM CycleGAN, a crop image data enhancement method based on self-attention mechanism CycleGAN. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with an exciting development in the world of mathematics and machine learning. Partial differential equations, or PDEs, are powerful mathematical tools used to model complex phenomena like fluid flows, heat transfer, and pattern formation in nature. But solving these equations analytically can be extremely challenging, often requiring expensive computational simulations. Now, a team of researchers has developed a novel machine learning approach called PROS-PDE that can learn to solve a wide range of PDEs more efficiently. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, how does PROS-PDE work and what makes it unique compared to previous machine learning methods for PDEs?
The key innovation of PROS-PDE is a technique called multi-operator learning. Instead of learning a single operator for a specific PDE, it trains a unified model to approximate multiple operators simultaneously. This is done through symbolic encoding, where the equations are represented as trainable tokens. The model architecture has components to process both the input data and symbolic equation representations. By fusing these together, it allows information exchange between the data and symbolic expressions. This enables PROS-PDE to not only solve PDEs, but also generalize to unseen parameters, predict future time points, and even handle entirely new physical systems not encountered during training. It can abstract and transfer the underlying physical laws from the training data.
That generalization ability to new systems sounds quite remarkable. How well does PROS-PDE actually perform in practice on different types of PDEs?
The researchers evaluated PROS-PDE on a diverse set of 20 PDEs, including nonlinear, diffusive, dispersive, conservation laws, and wave equations. Impressively, it achieved relative prediction errors less than 3.1% and high R-squared scores, indicating strong performance. For the task of recovering unknown equations, PROS-PDE did so with an error of only 0.549%. These results demonstrate its potential as a general-purpose foundation model for efficiently solving complex PDE problems and extrapolating physical insights across systems.
Looking ahead, what are some of the limitations of the current work, and how do the researchers envision extending PROS-PDE in the future?
The current PROS-PDE model focuses on one-dimensional time-dependent PDEs. However, the researchers see clear potential to extend it to handle multidimensional and non-time-dependent equations as well. As scientific data becomes increasingly abundant, they believe foundation models like PROS-PDE could revolutionize our understanding and modeling of complex physical phenomena. Of course, further research is still needed, but it's an exciting direction that could open up new possibilities for simulation, design, and scientific discovery.
Thank you, Celeste, for walking us through this fascinating new AI approach to solving partial differential equations. The mathematics may be complex, but the potential impact is clear. It will be exciting to follow PROS-PDE and see how it develops and gets applied in the future. Now let's shift gears and talk about another area where AI is making an impact. Health monitoring apps. These apps can be incredibly useful for managing chronic diseases or staying on track with fitness goals, all using just a smartphone. But these apps often run slowly and inefficiently because the large machine learning models powering them have to constantly shuttle data between the phone and a central server. While special hardware called machine learning accelerators can speed this up, they are vulnerable to hackers stealing sensitive data. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. What did these MIT researchers do to address this security issue?
The team from MIT and the MIT IBM Watson AI Lab developed a new type of machine learning accelerator chip that is resistant to the two most common types of cyber attacks, while only slightly reducing the speed and efficiency of the device. Importantly, the chip's added security does not impact the accuracy of its computations. This means the chip can keep a user's private health records, financial information, and other sensitive data safe while still enabling huge AI models to run efficiently on smartphones and other devices. The researchers say this secure accelerator could be especially beneficial for demanding AI applications like augmented and virtual reality or self-driving cars.
And how exactly does this new chip prevent those cyber attacks? What makes it unique compared to existing accelerators?
The MIT chip is a type of machine learning accelerator called a digital in-memory compute accelerator, or IMC. An IMC chip stores pieces of a large AI model directly in a device's memory, reducing the amount of data that needs to be moved to and from a central server. However, IMC chips are vulnerable to two main types of attacks. Side-channel attacks, where a hacker monitors the chip's power consumption to reverse engineer the data it's processing, and bus probing attacks, where the hacker directly steals data by probing the connection between the accelerator and the device's off-chip memory. The complexity of IMC chips makes it very difficult to prevent these attacks using traditional security measures. But the MIT team developed several optimizations that provide strong security while only slightly slowing down the chip's data processing speed.
What are some of the potential trade-offs of implementing this new secure accelerator in devices? Is there any downside?
The researchers acknowledge that adding their chip to a device would make it slightly more expensive and less energy efficient overall. However, they argue this is sometimes a worthwhile price to pay for the significant security benefits. Lead author Maitreya Shok, an MIT graduate student, emphasized the importance of designing hardware with security in mind from the very beginning, saying if you are trying to add even a minimal amount of security after a system has been designed, it is prohibitively expensive. We were able to effectively balance a lot of these trade-offs during the design phase. So while there may be minor costs to implementing this secure accelerator, the team believes they are far outweighed by the protections against devastating data theft.
It will be very interesting to see if this type of secure machine learning hardware becomes more common as AI applications grow increasingly complex and handle more and more sensitive personal data. Thank you to our Simply AI correspondent for breaking down this important research from the team at MIT. In other AI news, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The startup has just announced the addition of three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly are these new AI capabilities that Figma is rolling out?
Figma is leveraging generative AI to make its FigJam whiteboarding tool easier to use and help teams better organize their projects. The first new feature uses AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. By simply describing what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, the AI will generate a template to get them started. This aims to solve the blank canvas problem that can intimidate new users.
Interesting. What about for boards that are already underway? Is Figma applying AI there as well?
Absolutely. As FigJam boards grow, they can become cluttered with sticky notes containing ideas, tasks, and more. Figma is using AI to automatically sort these stickies into logical groupings by theme or responsible person. This will help keep boards organized as brainstorming sessions generate more and more content.
Very useful. But even with grouping, I imagine scrolling through a sea of sticky notes to get the key points could still be challenging. Is Figma addressing that?
They are indeed. The third new AI feature is the ability to automatically generate a summary of the entire FigJam board. Rather than users having to manually synthesize all the ideas and tasks captured on the stickies, the AI will surface the main themes and takeaways. It's all about enabling more effective collaboration.
And effective collaboration is certainly in high demand. I understand a recent survey found over 70% of employees struggle with it. Do we know what Figma is using to power these new AI capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models as the foundation, but has customized them to understand Figma and FigJam specific concepts, like diagrams and calendar objects. They've also implemented warning systems to prevent users from generating any harmful or inappropriate content.
Fascinating stuff. And when can Figma users expect to get their hands on these new AI-powered features?
Figma is launching these new generative AI capabilities in FigJam starting today in an open beta. So users should be able to start experimenting with them right away and provide feedback to help refine the functionality.
Thanks for the update on Figma's AI innovations. Shifting gears to another exciting development in AI, in recent years, we've seen huge advancements in large language models, or LLMs, that can understand and generate human-like text. But now, researchers are taking the next step, integrating these language models with computer vision to create what are called vision language models, or VLMs. Here to tell us more is our AI correspondent. So what exactly are vision language models, and why are they important?
Vision language models are a major breakthrough in AI that combine the language understanding capabilities of LLMs with the ability to process and comprehend visual information from images. Essentially, VLMs can not only read and write text, but also see and describe what is in an image. This opens up huge possibilities for more advanced AI systems that can interact with both language and vision, similar to how humans do. VLMs are evaluated on tasks like automatically captioning images, scoring the similarity between an image and text description, and answering questions about an image.
That's fascinating. But a key challenge seems to be making sure these vision language models work well for languages other than English. What are researchers doing to address this for Japanese in particular?
You're absolutely right, David. To date, most high-performing VLMs have been trained and tested only on English datasets. Recognizing the need to expand this to other languages, researchers have created a new evaluation benchmark specifically for Japanese called the Japanese Heron Bench. It consists of a carefully designed dataset of images along with questions that are linguistically and culturally relevant to Japanese. This allows VLMs to be rigorously tested on their Japanese visual comprehension abilities. In parallel, work is underway to develop Japanese VLMs by training them on Japanese image-text data pairs using existing Japanese language models as a starting point. This lays an important foundation for further research and innovation in Japanese vision language AI applications.
It's great to see this important work being done to make vision language models more useful across different languages and cultures. But what are some of the current limitations and areas for future research?
While the Japanese Heron Bench and Japanese VLMs are major steps forward, there are still challenges that need to be addressed. One issue is that the natural language performance of the underlying LLMs may vary across languages, which could impact the accuracy of the overall VLM. This is especially relevant for Japanese, where the language model may have different proficiencies compared to English. There are also important safety considerations around misinformation, bias, and toxic content in the outputs generated by VLMs that need further study. Looking ahead, refining the evaluation metrics and prioritizing responsible development will be key to realizing the full potential of VLMs across diverse linguistic and cultural contexts. It's an exciting area to watch.
Thanks, Bella, for this fascinating look at the latest developments in vision language models and the important work being done by researchers to make this technology more applicable and robust for the Japanese language. We look forward to following this story as it develops further. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.